You want to sing something, Adam? No.
Oh, oh no, 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 no,
it's
no, no, no.
Okay.
Adam, come on.
Stupid.
No, we're going to get we'll dry
He's
you
very
off.
Very dumb.
Stupid.
Let's go to the bathroom. Oh.
As part of CITR's 2014 Fund Drive, we are hosting a karaoke night in the Gallery Lounge of UBC's Sub. The event will take place on Wednesday, the 26th, the day before Fund Drive Week kicks off. Come by for some tasty, confidence-inducing beverages and sing, for better or worse, your favorite karaoke jams. Admittance is free, with songs being sung by donation. All donations will contribute to Fund Drive and helping support the station you love. Again, that's Wednesday evening on February 26th in the Gallery Lounge.
UBC's Sexual Assault Support Center is now accepting submissions for their first ever SASC zine. The zine is an opportunity for you to talk about peer and community education, allyship against violence and rape culture, and building better futures and nows. Submissions of 1,000 words or less can be emailed to saskoutreach@ams.ubc.ca. Submissions are due before February 19th.
Gayla Kasla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Window, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools.
The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey.
I'm pursuing.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the Student Special Hour. My name is Eleanor. I am your host this week, and I'm joined by Lucia. How's it going?
Hi, everyone.
The track that you just heard to start us off was by the Dum Dum Girls. That is off of their newest album, Too True. I think I tried to play that song 3 weeks ago, and I don't know, something weird happened and it didn't work, but yeah, that's called Are You Okay? And if you like that, you should check out the rest of their album. It's a little bit more mellow than I was expecting, but it's really good. It's grown on me. So yeah, they're playing here in April and I'm gonna go. It's gonna be a good one. We got a lot of good stuff lined up for you today. It's reading break. Hooray.
Yay, finally.
It's also really, really terribly gross outside right now. so I hope that if you're listening, you're not outside listening to the radio. I don't know. Do people do that?
I don't know. But I wish I was at home.
Yeah. Being outside, like traveling to and from places right now is not, it's raining just terribly and like windy and gross. Anyways, we have some music to keep you nice and warm inside. The next track that we're going to play is off of an album that came out today. So exciting. It's called Burn Your Fire for No Witness, and it's an album by Angel Olsen, and this track is called Lights Out. So enjoy.
If you don't feel good about it, then the things we need the most, they seem to take a little longer. No one's gonna try it for you, darling, no one. No one's gonna wait there with you. Just when you thought you would turn all your lights out, a sense of humor, you're not so bad. No one's gonna hear it the same as it said. No one's gonna listen to it straight from your head. If you feel like running out, then stand in one place. When you're still we'll be right back.
could have one wish, if I could be granted this, I know just what I'd do. I would unwind the world, go back to that boy and girl, and sing a song. There by the silver sea, we would be singing. Ooh, ooh. Over the twilight blue, the eyes that I stare into, they shine and sing a song. Oh.
drown in winter's night. Turn your head and you can see the light. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. Black cat crawling on a box car. Rusty door and a falling star. All right, we are back. This is the Student Special Hour on CITR. I'm your host, Eleanor, and I'm joined by my co-host today, Lucia. The track that we just played was by Aura Kogan, and that was called Waterbound off of her album Ribbon Vine. And she will be playing this weekend with Gal Grayson and think Lieutenant Frank Dickens. Not sure, haven't heard of them before, but yeah. What did we hear before that?
Before that, we heard A Song for You by Gaby Moreno. She's a Guatemalan artist that's been working from LA, and she's been touring with Hugh Laurie around Europe and North America. She just played in my town, actually, back home in Guatemala, and I was so sad because I was here.
Did any of your friends go?
Yeah, a bunch of my friends went down from the city.
Nice.
Yeah, so I got to see a lot of pictures, and my cousins have met her and stuff. So jealous. She's very, very talented. But she hasn't come to Vancouver yet, so yeah. Waiting for that.
Yeah, if you're listening, you should come, Gabby. Come to Vancouver. People will come see you here. Before that, it was the song Lights Out by Angel Olsen off of her album Burn Your Fire for No Witness that came out today. I actually had a weird thing kind of happen with this album, like leaked like a month ago, and I downloaded it. And I mean, I didn't feel that bad at the time because I had the full intention of buying it, and I'm going to, and I'm going to go see her. But I downloaded it, and then other, like all these websites and stuff, like she kept releasing new tracks, and everyone was getting all excited and being like, oh, it's like another new song. And I would be like, no,
you already have
it. I already heard this. It was such like a disappointment, you know, like I kind of just, I don't know. I've never really had that happen before. So I don't, next time an album leaks, like, I don't know. I don't know.
I would get it. I just get too excited. Yeah. If it's out, I want it.
I know. Yeah. But then you just feel like, I mean, I guess it depends how much the artist is controlling the release date or not, but it's like when you wait for the release, it's like when you're meant to hear it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
It's more momentous for sure.
Yeah, and I like didn't get that excited when these like one by one tracks were coming out because I had already heard them. It was strange. Okay, enough about that. Check out that album. It's amazing. Buy it. Don't download it illegally.
Wait, isn't she coming soon, too?
She is. She is. She's playing in, actually, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, April... No, frick. March 6th, I think it is. Okay. March 6th.
Oh, that's so soon.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be at the Media Club. Nice, intimate show. That's where she played last time. I know a few people who went to that, and they said it was really, really good, as I would expect. So, yeah, I think there's still tickets, and they're like $12. So you should get in on that.
Nice.
We're going to keep going here. I'm going to play a song by Mac DeMarco. He also has a new album coming out called Salad Days. I'm not sure the release date on that one, but this song is from his last album, 2, and it's been stuck in my head all week, and it really makes me want to dance. So if you hear it and you're in a place that you can dance, you should do it. It's called Freaking Out the Neighborhood. Enjoy.
Thank you. dear, I'll be there soon.
It's a quiet, starry place. Times we're swallowed up in space. We're here
a million miles away. There's no thing I'd keep from you.
It's a dark and shiny place, but with you, my dear, I'm safe and we're
a million miles away.
Ezra. That was the Moon Song, the duet between Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who wrote the song, and the one and only Ezra Koenig.
Yeah.
Lucia and I are just sitting here discussing our mutual love for Ezra.
Oh, yeah, he's a cutie.
That song is from, was written and, well, not that version, but was written for the movie Her. That came out at the end of 2013 or the beginning. I'm not sure. It's Spike Jonze. I've seen it. Lucy hasn't.
No, but I've heard great things.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, you think it looks weird. I thought it looked really weird when I first saw the storyline. Like, a guy falls in love with a computer. I was like, what? No, this is not. I don't know how I feel.
Yeah, it sounds, I don't know, the futuristic stuff is really, really weird, but
yeah.
I don't know, my friend watched it and I trust her. She said it was good, and then you're saying it's
pretty good. It surprised me. I went in very skeptical, and I was pleasantly surprised. I thought it was really fantastic. The music also, as evidenced by that track, is really good. The song that we actually listened to before the Moon Song was a song, I'm So Glad, by Entrance, off of their 2003 album, The Kingdom of Heaven Must... It's a long one. Must Be Taken by Storm. Yeah, that was on the soundtrack as well. And then the rest of the soundtrack or the score was done by Owen Pallett of Final Fantasy and William Butler of Arcade Fire. And it's just really, really fantastic. It complements the film very well. So that's another reason that you should go see it. But good luck finding the score for yourself, because you can't buy it or get it anywhere other than YouTube. And trust me, I have searched. So if anybody has access to that, hit me up. Let me know. Yeah. Before that, it was Mac DeMarco, Freaking Out the Neighborhood. Yeah. We're going to keep going here. Before I forget, actually, I have a request, a phone-in request for you, my dear listeners. I don't know if anybody's been following the, like, Nico, how do you say, is that how you say
I
it?
Think neck nominations.
Neck nominations. Yeah. Kind of ridiculousness that's been happening on Facebook, I guess. People nominating their friends to do really crazy, gross drinking things, like dangerous things. I think a few people have actually died.
Yeah.
Not the best.
It didn't start that badly. It was just, like, doing a funny dare, and then people just got too crazy.
Yeah. Like, I think I saw someone, like, grill shrimp and blend it with beer and then drink it. Like, it was
Or
just,
light their arm on fire and then light a cigarette and then chug, like, three shots of tequila and beer. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't do that.
Nope.
But one of my friends started doing a spinoff of it, I guess. It's put a little bit more of a positive twist on it, which is where you go out into the community and do something positive. She's in the nursing program in Kelowna, and her and all of her nursing classmates went and donated blood. And so then she passed the nomination on to me, and I am at a loss for what it is that I should do. So if anybody is listening and has a recommendation for me, please phone us at 604-822-2487. I would love to hear your suggestions. Okay. So, we're going to play some more music, and hopefully someone calls in and tells me what I should do to benefit my community. This next song is by the Ketamines, a band based out of Ontario, and it is off of their Stay Awake 7-inch that I believe is out on Mint Records, and the song is called Always Small, so enjoy.
Hanging on, we're hanging on tight. All in. call me, my love will be there for you, and you don't have to worry, cause my love will be there for you, girl, whenever you will call me, my love will be there, when I have to wonder, my love will be there for you, girl. Anytime you need me, I will come back. Anytime you want me, I will come back. Time is almost there, I will come back. And it was you who on my life was for come back. Said it was who had in this heart.
Yeah.
All right. The last track that you heard was called I Heart Your Drugs by Needles and Pins, or Needles Pins. That is off of the Vancouver Pop Alliance Volume 3, a collaboration between CITR and Mint Records that was put out last year for a fun drive, which coincidentally is starting in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We have lots of exciting stuff that will be happening as a part of Fun Drive. It runs this year from February 27th to March 7th, I believe.
Yeah.
What's happening on March 26th, though?
So on March 26th, we're holding our kickoff at the Gallery Lounge at UBC. We're having a karaoke party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone should come, especially all our lovely students. It's $2 per song, and all proceeds go to our Fun Drive.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, Fun Drive is the time of the year where the station raises money to keep doing what it is that we do best, providing alternative programming and excellent coverage of arts and music and culture and great things happening in Vancouver and Canada and worldwide.
Yeah, also this year our goal is $35,000 because we're going to be moving later in the year to the new sub. So any money, all the money we can get would be wonderful for this move.
Anybody familiar with moving knows that it is not fun or easy or inexpensive thing to do. So yeah, friends help friends move. That's the theme of our fun drive this year. So you should come kick things off with us. It'll be a week tomorrow, Wednesday, at the gallery. There's a Facebook event. If you would like to RSVP online, you should do that. Come sing some karaoke. Actually, a karaoke party that CITR had at the beginning of this year, I sang karaoke for the first time ever in my life.
And you were pretty good. I just sat there. I do not want to do that.
Yeah, I was nervous, and then everybody just does it, and you realize it's just not a big deal, and it's hilarious, too.
It's fun.
Or you just drink, like, 6 beers, and then you won't remember anyways. So if you're terrible, it doesn't even matter. But no one will think you're terrible, because we're all very supportive. Anyways, fun drive. It's going to be good times. The track that we just listened to, like we said, was off of the CITR Pop Alliance. And before that, it was a song by the Vancouver band Village called Stranger Thoughts. And they are playing tomorrow night, I believe, at Astorino's with OK Vancouver OK, as well as Fantasy Prom and Philosoraptor. So if you're looking for something to do tomorrow night, I would go check that out. And before that, it was a song by How to Dress Well. What was that one called?
It was called And It Was You.
Nice. Yeah. So lots of jams. Lots of jams today. We're going to keep going with some more tunes here. This one is called The One I Love, and it's by the band Jungle Green. Enjoy.